great memories. All kinds of people we've talked to today, and one of Don's very close friends, the world's slowest rising young comedian, I think is what he called him, Ronnie Schell. You know him, you've heard him on KSFO, you've seen him on television. Earlier today, Ronnie Schell shared some memories of Don Sherwood.
Ronnie, I remember you used to live about a half a block from the station. In the mornings, you'd come in and see Don and visit with us.
5 Mason Street.
Yeah, you lived right on the side of the hill up here on Knob
right.
Hill.
And then we'd all go together and have breakfast at the, was it the Chameleon Room or something like that?
I don't remember which room. I was too busy listening to you two guys.
There at the Fairmont, yeah. Got great memories, great memories.
Tell me what you remember about him.
Well, that he was so unpredictable. He was so he was predictable. You could predict that he'd be unpredictable. I loved him. He was fun to be with. You know, it really, it's difficult, Aaron, to express my feelings right now. You know, that to say that I feel a great loss and emptiness in my life, having lost a dear friend, a confidant, a fellow performer, and as you know, a valuable human being. I think he brought a
yes.
Joy and happiness to all of our lives for over a period of 25 years.
He had a bearing upon your early life in show business, did he not?
He was the one who called me America's slowest rising young comedian.
And
he followed
a...
my career very closely. In fact, when I made my debut at the Blue Angel in New York City, he got a flight and flew there and was sitting in the audience. And,
surprise you?
Yes, he did. Well, not really. Just about an hour before I went on, he called me from the hotel and said, I'm going to be sitting in the front row. And, of course, when I heard his laughter, then I knew everything was okay, because he only laughed at things that were really funny. There was nothing fake about him, as you know.
Ron, what were some of the characteristics about the man that you remember?
Well, he was so darn honest, you know, and as far as women are concerned, they loved him, as you remember. I remember one time, and this is, I don't know if you knew this, Aaron, but I'm going to tell a little tale here, a true tale. Jane Fonda, in her early career, came into town to plug some kind of a movie she was doing. It was prior to her involvement, you know, in politics.
Mm-hmm.
And it was something about basketball with Anthony Perkins. I mean, and she was a guest on Don's show. And she, now, the only time she met him was on the show. He interviewed her, and after the show, she handed him a note saying that she'd cancel her plane trip home if he'd take her to dinner. Is that magic? Is that charisma? He showed me the note right after. I mean, then he could go the other way. There was a time that he told Gloria DeHaven that he'd been a fan of her since he was a kid, and she got up and walked out on him.
I think we all have such marvelous, marvelous memories of him, and I don't think any of us will ever forget him.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Ron, thanks ever so much.
Listen, I enjoyed talking to you, Aaron.
Ronnie Schell with Aaron Edwards in a conversation recorded earlier this afternoon, one of the many people that Sherwood worked with and touched. We've been reminiscing, that is, since a little after 9 this morning, when we first heard that Don Sherwood had died. There is no way, really, for me to recap or sum up this day or these last few hours. It's been an emotional day for all of us at KSFO, and I know for all of you as well. It's been a living memorial to a man who touched us all. Instead of summing it up, think about these words, if you will, these phrases. In no special order, think about these words, these thoughts, and your memories of Don Sherwood. A giant. Genius. Irreverent, the laugh, that infectious, dirty laugh. Cranky, a conservationist. Tell the boss to go to hell and make it stick. Ahead of his time, the king, Donny Babe. Surly, Winnie Booberman, Danny Cohalen. Inventive, gutsy. Late, always late. Hard living, one of a kind. Radio in San Francisco. A friend. Shy. A lover. Caring. Out of the mud grows the lotus. Concerned. The world's greatest disc jockey. And most of all, just plain funny. Sherwood. Don Sherwood. Leave him laughing. Quite simply, the best. Don's son, Greg, came by the station late in the day today. He was with his father last night. Don knew the end was at hand. He joked about his dinner, a health food tray. This is a hell of a time to be worrying about nutrition, he said. Greg says his dad was at peace with himself when the end came. Greg told us what we knew. His dad had never been a religious man. But recently he told Greg, in paraphrasing a quote from Pogo, I've met God, and it is us. Greg had just one request. This song for his dad.
Oh, Danny boy, the pipes are calling. From glen to glen and down the mountainside. The summer's gone and all the roses fallen. It's you must go.
The city, the sounds that are heard inside.